Welcome to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. The discussions and topics covered in this podcast are based on my personal experiences, research, and opinions only, and should not be considered as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Breaking Through Darkness is meant for informational and awareness purposes only. I am not a licensed therapist or a mental health professional. If you're struggling right now, you're not alone. I encourage you to seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional or licensed therapist. Please check out our website at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of resources.
In John 12, 37 and beyond, it says, "But despite all the miraculous signs Jesus had done, most of the people still did not believe it." This is exactly what Isaiah the prophet had predicted. "Lord, who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm?" So the specific words that I want to focus on today are "in him." They did not believe in him. They saw the miracles. Lazarus had just been raised from the dead, and they believed he could do miracles, but they didn't believe in who Jesus said he was. And I think this is crucial for understanding mental health, because in every 12-step program, there's a reference to a higher power. Now, in my particular case, I call that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the three in one. In your case, it might be the divine, your higher power. A lot of different names relate to who and what outside of ourselves we believe to help us get through our addiction and our affliction and our trauma. But when it says specifically in John 12 that they did not believe in him, I think that means that in their mind, there was no higher power. That Jesus had no ability beyond all the miracles, all the amazing things that he did. And I would like to present a truth that at no point in time in the past, before Jesus lived, during Jesus' life, or after Jesus' life, to this day and beyond to the end of the age, will there ever be an individual who healed as many people, who loved others intensely, who was willing to die for people that didn't love him back. So when that's the case, it seems pretty incredible that even the people of that time did not believe in him. And to me, that was critical for my healing, for my growth, for my development over the last couple of years. The other day, I got to drive by the Meadows Behavioral Health, and when I was there, there were a number of serious car accidents on the road that went right by the Meadows. I will tell you that in a number of instances that I saw, caused incredible trauma for people that were at the Meadows, because they were either first responders and wanted to do nothing but respond and make sure that people were okay. Others came from military backgrounds, and the noise caused them to go right back to their trauma overseas. And I was driving that road because the agency I'm in actually has helped improve that road, and I was a tiny, tiny piece in making that happen. But I'll be honest, it was kind of surreal realizing that I had been at the Meadows Wickenburg 2 years ago, not able to know what my future held or what life was going to be beyond the Meadows. And now I look back and I realize the limited perspective that I had in that time. And I guess I would challenge everyone who's listening to this that your perspective right now, if you're going through trauma, if you're going through difficulty, if you're going through life, just the ups and downs of life, that you need to wait for a wider perspective, that your valley will end, and that I guarantee that when you look back, you will be amazed at your courage, at your strength, at your love for others, at your healing, that you've done. And from that time to when you come out of your valley, the realization that your life continues stronger than ever before. I'm sitting here with my dog and cat and am just amazed that I never would have imagined that I would own my own house, that I would get to take care of an incredible front and backyard, that I get to walk my dog every day, that I get to have friendships with people that I never would have known if it hadn't been for my time at the Meadows. Because again, I want to remind you that these were people that had significant trauma. Police officers, firefighters, nurses, doctors, healthcare workers that had gone through COVID, military personnel that had gone through every imaginable chaotic event. Their lives had been upended by things that they had to see and wars that they had to go through. And I guarantee that their faith in a higher power was shaken to the core and in many cases given up. Because how can you look at the craziness of that world and say that there is a God? And I'll be honest, I don't know the full answer to that. But I do know that the God that I serve, that the God that I follow, has so much patience with me and so much love for me and for those around me that I can't deny that. And even though I can't deny the traumas that go on every day, the reality is that's life. And in some cases, war is life. In some cases, illness and death are life. In some cases, addiction after addiction after addiction is life. But I guess I would like to say, even in that trauma, even in that intense difficulty, you have survived. And you have survived to make someone's life better, including yours. And really, first yours. Because until you engage in making yourself better, there's no way that you can engage in making others better around you. And to be honest, that's when chaos ensues, when we try and make other people's lives better around us, when our lives are a hot mess and getting worse. So I guess I want to just say today that to me, it is incredible how amazing life is, in all the good things, in all the bad things, in all the terror, in all the evil. I have never seen a case where someone who acts with pure evil intent lives very long or lasts very long. They're a blip in world history, and in most cases, not even remembered as a footnote. I am grateful that evil is limited like that, and I believe that's the hand of God, because I think there is an evil one, and he wants to control us with addiction. He wants to control our mental diseases. He wants to control limiting the perspective that we have on life. And so I want to end with this. In Psalm 4:8, it says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." So let me read that again. "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." I went for years not being able to sleep and not having any peace, and digging my hole deeper and deeper until I was at a place that was the darkest moment of my life. But looking back on that, I will tell you that there were so many God events that happened, including the 60 or 70 friends that I got to meet at the Meadows, and a few of those that I continue to connect with on a regular basis. I am so grateful for them. I'm grateful for my therapists. I'm grateful for my psychiatrists, my nurse practitioners, my primary care physicians, the firefighters that celebrate a shift ending from people in hospitals that have to live in the close proximity of COVID and many of their patients dying. But they were willing to sacrifice their lives. And these firefighters all over the nation showed an incredible brightness to humanity. They knew how difficult it was. They have lived how difficult it was through 9/11 and many other events all over the country. I am proud to live in a country like that. And I am proud that I'm at peace today because I refocus my attention on Jesus, and I do believe in him. That has to be my greatest joy and one that I will carry the rest of my life. Thanks for listening to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. Be sure to tune in regularly for new episodes and blogs each week. If you're facing struggles, you're not alone. Please reach out. I would love to hear your story. It's important to note that I am not a licensed therapist. However, there are numerous professionals in your area ready to assist you. Visit our website's resource page at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of valuable connections. Always remember, you are worthy, you are resilient, you are awesome, you were created for extraordinary things. Find your purpose and shine bright in this world.